Here we are in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. Mark Vandermeer and John Harris joined by Bobby King, linebackers coach for your Houston Texans. How's it going, coach?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Doing very well. You got a lot of different guys to work with here, and it's an interesting group for sure. Let's start with a guy named Jadeveon Clowney. Now, last year we had the, is he a linebacker, is he a defensive end? Now, I know with certain injuries, is he a linebacker, is he a defensive end? How do you handle Clowney as a position player with the front seven, coach?
He's a guy that it's a good problem to have. He can do a lot of things. You know, we rush him, we stand him up, we put him in a three-point, and, you know, he's a hybrid guy. He can do both. He can do everything.
It sounds a little bit like Bernardrick McKinney. You can do a lot of stuff with B-Mac. Not as much, but I'm sure that's a fight that you want to win, that Bernardrick's going to stay in the middle. But what does Bernardrick mean to this defense, coach?
You know, he's the linchpin. He's the leader. He runs the whole show. When he can cover, he does the games. He can get down in a three technique. You know, there's not a whole lot he can't do, and he's such a leader. You know, from a leadership standpoint, does a great job.
Well, he's in his third year. And leadership, it just doesn't happen naturally, I guess. You develop it over time. Some guys are born with it. He seems to be one of those guys. But he's certainly honed it as he goes on here, and he's been sort of forced into the role, right?
Well, you know, he puts the time in, you know, and guys see that. He's not a guy that's just a rah-rah guy, you know, just a vocal guy. He grinds, he puts the time in, and everybody sees that.
We'll talk about two rookies. I'll take the first one, Zach Cunningham. What have you seen from Zach through six games? Drafted in the second round, a lot of expectation. Thrown into the fire probably a little bit earlier than everybody expected, right, without Cushing. What have you seen with Zach thus far, coach?
He's a guy that gets better every week. You know, he usually doesn't make the same mistake twice. You know, he can cover. He's long. He's fast. He's instinctive. And he's only going to get better.
Now, Brennan Scarlett is in year two, and he sort of burst out of the scene last year in the preseason and then eventually made a few plays during the regular season. What are you seeing in his development in year two?
Just very solid. You know, I trust him. I trust him in coverage. I trust him rushing the passer. He's a guy that, you know, does a lot of things for us as well, you know, so.
Coach, the next man up philosophy applies all over the NFL, but it hit your group this past week. Obviously, we know about JJ, but Whitney as well. And Whitney was one of those guys that, like you said, you can move him all over the place. But when you lose a guy like Whitney, that means so much to the organization, so much to the defense. How do you as a coach have to kind of step in and maybe fill the void to say, all right, guys, we're going to be fine? Like, what's the message to the guys when you lose a player of that caliber on your defense?
Well, Whitney's a great player, you know, and I'd be sitting there lying to you if I said it didn't hurt and we didn't talk about it. But, you know, anytime you lose somebody, one of your big dogs, you know, it's difficult, but you've got to move on. And we're focused right now on this bye week, looking at what we've done good, done bad, trying to get better, and then eventually moving on to Seattle. But sure, it's brutal losing Whitney.
Coach, thanks a lot for the time. We appreciate it.